Hey guys, I was speaking to Christina L. Woods. Girlfriend was so good. We talked about leadership. We talked about trauma. We talked about Reiki. We talked about all of that. And I can't tell you how amazing it is to do what I do on this podcast, to speak to such amazing human beings that really want to transform people's lives. This is such a good episode. You have got to pause and watch. She gives you great tips on how to overcome some things and how to start your journey on connecting what's in here to what looks good on the outside, to connect those things together to break some programming in your life. You're going to freaking love it. I cannot wait. So let me just shut up so you can go ahead and watch the episode. Here we go. Y'all, this is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I am so stoked you're here. I love you guys so freaking much. I cannot believe how many downloads. I think it's over 100 and something thousand downloads now at this point. And you guys keep showing up and showing out. And I want really thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now, you know, I go around this freaking amazing planet of ours, finding the best humans I can find to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. Well, I got one for y'all, okay? Her name is Christina Woods, and she is a powerhouse when it comes to transformation and empowerment. With a background as a clinical hypnotherapist, look at me, I can't even speak English, hypnotherapist, a rapid transformational therapist, an empowerment coach, and a Reiki master. She blends corporate leadership experience with personal resilience. Now, Christina's journey is marked by trauma and abandonment, and it fuels her mission, guiding women to trust their intuition and break free from self-doubt. I love everything about this. Okay. Now, through deep hypnotherapy and coaching, Christina empowers women to shed that old programming, because I know that you guys who are listening got some old programming going on. Okay. And embrace authenticity and live with purpose. And you know what, Christina, that is so powerful. And I think, you know, it's something that I'm seeing more and more. It's kind of amazing how we are now so connected, but not connected, right? With all the social media and all of that. And I think one of the biggest things that I've noticed happening is that we stop living our lives and are now watching others live theirs. And so I love that you are helping women to really, you know, find their intuition, to break free from those mindsets that are stopping us from growing. And so I want to welcome you to the show. And I love that you're here. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you. And I love your energy. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to talk about all of this.
Yes, thank you. So I always start the show the same way, Christina. I love people to know a little bit about you. So I know I gave a little intro, but I want to know more about you. Who are you?
Yeah, well, you know, this is my second career. And I love the fact that I get to share that, because it's never too late to kind of blossom and do what you want to do and shed some of those beliefs. So I'm the oldest of four. And I think that's important, because sometimes how we're raised sort of shapes how we think and how we feel about ourselves. And I was sort of raised like, you are responsible, you're the oldest girl, you got to kind of take care of the family. I was raised by a single mother. And so I did that. And I still, to the most part, I do that. But I was raised to be a perfectionist, got good grades. I did have some childhood trauma. And what that sometimes ends up looking like is, you know, be a good girl, get good grades, go to college, do what you're supposed to do. Life is going to turn out, you know, X, Y, Z. If you do that, like, there's a magic formula, and we know there's not.
Right.
And so, you know, that's what I did. I did the corporate thing, very successful for 30 years, a vice president, running huge teams across the country, traveling, managing and leading hundreds of people, very successful in sales and marketing. And at some point I hit a wall, and my health started just deteriorating. A 25-year marriage with two beautiful children really was very challenged. And just everywhere I looked, I thought, why does it look like everything is perfect? Mm-hmm. And everything is not perfect. Everything feels very, very wrong. Yet the bank account's okay. And if you looked at my life on the outside, it looked okay.
Yeah.
And so I really had to get very serious about what wasn't right. And at that moment, I was about 50, about 48, nearing 50. And I really had to look inside at like, what are these beliefs I have about myself? Some patterns, some sabotage, procrastination, spending habits, eating habits, things I felt about myself that I did start to scratch my head and go, is that even true? Why do I keep thinking that? So yeah. I changed my career when I was 50, and I get to now help other women and people identify some of the stuff I believe for a darn long time that wasn't even true about me. Right. And it's really opened my eyes to help other people realize, you know, there's so many things that once we are awakened and we speak, you know, and listen to these podcasts or find the tools and ways to realize, you know, some of these things, sometimes we just need a little help or a little nudge or a little awareness to find out, wow, you know, there are things that we can do or ways to quiet the noise and stop the comparison game or find out what those programs are.
That's so good. That's so good. And very similar for me as well. My path took a different turn when I was younger because I didn't really have like really solid parental guidance, although I was the oldest of four and always mm-hmm. felt like I had to take care of them and that kind of stuff. And so, but I love the idea that, you know, you started a second career or a different career at 50. So did I. And I think it's fantastic, right? When you can say, and I feel so young. Young, don't you, Christina? Like, I feel so freaking young. I remember being, you know, really young, like in my teens and my 20s saying 50's old. And now I'm like 51 or going on 52. And I'm like, it's so young. It's so young. Like your mind stays young. And so I'm glad you said that because, you know, a lot of people who listen to the show are like thought leaders and entrepreneurs and, you know, people who are like CEOs and things. I speak to them. Sure. So I know. And it's like, it's never too late. It is just never too late to start something different. And so now that you are doing all of these different things than you were doing in the corporate world, are you noticing a shift? Because it said, when I was reading your bio, it was talking about how you are helping people in leadership as well, right? So are you seeing a different type of leader emerge now? How is that working?
Yeah, most of my clients are very high achieving women. Most are CEOs, executives, executive coaches, or own their own business, or like us who have maybe left something they've done for a long time and then starting their own. Mm-hmm. And the shift that I am noticing is just an awareness of sort of like the story I just repeated, like, why does it look like I have everything or should be okay? Yet there's maybe a sense of unfulfillment mm-hmm. inside or a sense of burnout inside and an awareness that, you know, there's more to life and what's missing. And so, you know, yes, I work with coaches on or executives and CEOs on how to be more efficient and how to communicate and how to, you know, if they feel like they get angry too quick, you know, what's that about? We can work on those things. But what I primarily find the shift in is I don't feel fulfilled. I don't mm-hmm. have a deep mm-hmm. connection with my spirituality. I feel like something deep is missing. That's the biggest shift, honestly, that I am finding. They want something more.
Yeah.
You know, and they have all those other outside validation. They want the inside now.
Yeah.
That's what I'm finding the shift is. And then the outside stuff, it is more enriching and fulfilling in the deep connections you make and the difference mm-hmm. you make in your work and the people that you're with, and you're more inspired and more creative, but you still got to have the inside stuff.
So true. And we tend to ignore the inside stuff, right? Well, for lots of reasons. I mean, you also went through trauma yourself in life. And sometimes we just are, it's kind of fascinating to me as I keep doing research and speaking to so many women is how high achieving women are with trauma. right? Like you would always think like, oh, they have trauma, so their life is a mess. That's not really true. A lot of the women that I've speak to are super achievers, you know, VPs and CEOs and all this other stuff. And yet they have a ton of trauma in their life.
Yeah.
And I think it's because we learn to strap on our boots and keep it moving. You know, we're just going to keep going. And yes, we do get at home at night and drink our wine or do whatever we have to do to kind of like, you know, deal with the trauma we don't want to deal with. Right. But I love that. I love that you're connecting now their inside with what their outside is supposed to make them feel like. Right. And yeah. I remember talking to when I was in medical, I talked to this patient and I said to her, she was like 98 or something. And I said to her, can I ask you like the one thing in life that you just wish you would have done? You know, is there anything you wish you would have done? And she said, yes. I said, what is that? She said, I wish I would have lived my life for me and not for others.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, wow.
Yes.
Like, you know, she did everything her parents wanted, and she did everything her husband wanted, and she did everything her kids wanted, and she never did what she wanted. And that put me on a trajectory to change my life. I was like, I want to do that. I don't want any regrets. I don't want any regrets. So I freaking love that you're doing that with them, because you know, it's true, isn't it? I mean, you've been in corporate, I've been in corporate. Like, there is a point where you kind of hit a wall and you're like, I'm not going anywhere with this.
I could do this over and over, and I can hit those goals, those climb, hit the bonus, get the awards, you know, do these things. But why are there's always like a little something inside that just is, it just doesn't for me. And you know, everybody doesn't have to leave corporate or do some of the massive things, but I still find that, you know, our soul's speaking to us, and we're here for a reason, and we have meaning in our lives, and we all have something special to offer. Mm-hmm. And for me, what I have found, whatever your higher connection to something higher is, for me, my clients find a lot of peace in that, whatever that is. Maybe it's going on a walk outside and putting your feet in the grass. Maybe it's God. Maybe it's something, you know, going to the beach. It doesn't matter. But I find that that's a big piece of how I work with people is connecting to something much deeper and finding some quiet time. Whether you're a CEO or you're a stay-at-home mom, that is a big piece of tuning back into ourselves.
Yeah. Did you find that in your journey? Did you find that you had to connect to something higher? Was that missing, or was it just something that you weren't doing frequently? Or tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. You know, I was always spiritual, but it's funny is when you talk about trauma, I sort of knew it was there and I just sort of plowed through it like a bulldozer and like, that's fine. It gave me a good work ethic and it told me, you know, I just worked with so really and now I know, you know, I've been through, done that before, and I got this. My house was chaotic and I know what chaos is now. But so I always had spirituality and the way I was raised, but I still was afraid to go in and see some of those spots that in areas of my life. So when my journey got really deep and I made some big, deep changes, I absolutely got a lot more into prayer, meditation, deep, deep, deep contemplation, and really actually just finding out what were the stories and the programs that I believed about myself from trauma, from childhood. And you don't need trauma to have programs. You literally can have the quote unquote, you know, storybook childhood, which no one really does, but let's say you do, you could just go to school and you're going to be treated by certain kids and teachers a certain way. And we all have programs, just, you know, being a woman or a man or a boy or a girl, you know, this is how it goes. You can be picked up from soccer practice late and we get the program that, you know, mom and dad like my brother and my sister better than me. This is just how we work. And so, you know, from there, I had to find out what were those programs that were not true. But that really did lead me towards a much deeper, deeper path and made a huge difference, because when you feel supported by something bigger, I know I've listened to your shows. I know that's a big part of your life.
Yeah. I want to talk about a little bit of that, like, because I know I get a lot of, like I said, CEOs and thought leaders and stuff listening to the show. So give me something that they can then maybe open their eyes to or implement a little bit of, right, when it comes to finding something deeper? Is there like something you take your clients through that helps them to kind of start connecting to that deeper place in them?
Sure. So, well, you know, there's a couple, I would gauge and see how, you know, deep or if they're brand new to this. I think, you know, if you've never meditated, telling someone to start meditating, they sort of think like, okay, that sounds really overwhelming or scary. But, you know, for me, even just journaling is a good way to start and connecting with your thoughts. And I think the simple journal prompt of, I, Christina, feel, and just really starting to tune in with, you know, how do you feel? And you might write, I, Nina, feel grumpy today. I, Nina, feel excited. I feel lazy today. I'm annoyed today. I feel, and just tuning into that. And I feel because, and now this doesn't, might not sound like, how am I tuning into something of a higher power or spiritual? But by tuning into how you feel, you are tuning inward, and we aren't avoiding how we feel. Let's feel how we feel. Now, our feelings might not always be telling us the truth about a situation, but we so often do not want to feel the uncomfortable stuff. So we just want to, like, you know, eat it away or Netflix it away or do something else. So even just that tuning in allows us to be quiet. And then from there, that's a great entry point to say, okay, well, let's talk about why you're feeling that way. And the next point I often will say to clients is, okay, I, Christina, feel whatever, annoyed because, and then just like when, and we start to see just like when, oh, just like when, yeah, my mom used to do this. My husband always says this. When I was a kid, this always happened. And we start to see these connections, but it just brings perspective. And, you know, quiet moments are always valuable to just quiet the mind and stop the comparison trap too.
Yeah. And I think that's going to be a super powerful tool. So thank you for sharing that, because it will also help them a lot in their leadership, right? In their leadership, not in just their families and all of that, but their leadership in their businesses and in their teams. Because I think when you can come to a place where you start to change your perspective and you start to realize that, you know, I don't have to be in competition, but I can be in collaboration with my team. You know, I can do, you know, it just changes things, doesn't it, Christina? Like, yeah, it just changes things. When you look at your life now, and now that you like are like a Reiki master and all these beautiful tools that you're using, I mean, can you kind of like look it back in your life and be like, I can't believe I was like that, or what? You know, I lived a long life. I lived a long period of my life like that. Like, what do you look at when you do that? What do you think?
Yeah, I lived my life very strung out and stressed out and very hypervigilant, right, and you know, and very in kind of a, I didn't see it this way. It was a very fight or flight. I was the one you could call at midnight, give me that report by the morning. Okay, great. I'm the best one. I wasn't a complete pushover by any stretch, or you wouldn't last in sales that long, but right, you know, the validation and the let me chase it all the time and always kind of stressed out. And when I look back now, I think, you know, that just is like this never ending cycle. And what happens in our mind, and I think this is important for anyone to know, is that over time, our mind doesn't care if how we feel or what we believe is right or wrong or good or bad or even true or false.
That's right.
It literally just keeps believing what's familiar over and over and over.
Right.
And so I, like many, associated chaos and stress with success, or that's how you make money. And if I'm calm, I don't make money, I'm a failure, because my entire childhood and life was chaotic.
Yeah. So good, yeah.
So when I slowed down and actually started my own business because I wanted a more peaceful life, I noticed, I was in my home office, I noticed, I'm like, I have this Reiki life and I have, you know, essential oils, you know, blowing in here and crystal music. And then I started creating chaos. And I had to stop myself.
Yeah.
yeah, I was like, here we go again. This has got to be me. I'm the common denominator. And I was like, whoa, what am I doing? And I had to do the inner work again. I thought, I'm creating it because I associate that with success. I need to rewire that. And so we good. Do that.
So good. So good, right? Like, that is such a good thing. I'm so glad you said that. And I felt the same way. Like, my office was chaos. I'm working from home. I'm coaching women. I'm loving what I'm doing. But yet I have to have 25,000 tabs on my Chrome. Like, what are you doing? Right? It's so true. It's that inner program that we have to deprogram. And you know, to your point, right? A lot of our programming gets done too from birth to 7 years. So we get programmed by seeing the chaos around us. So it's just a normality for us. It's so strange when you start to pause and just pull back a little bit and you start to realize, this is cray cray. What am I doing? You know?
And I have a great exercise to share with everyone. And you can do this right before a meeting, or you're going to meet with an employee or a manager or someone, because we get more of what we feel. So, you know, if you just left a meeting and it was not, you know, they just threw a bomb on you, and then now you got to go meet with your manager, you got to go tell your staff something, and we're strung out, you know, we're worried, like, what does that mean for my own family? Or what does that mean for my own position? I've been there. And then you got to go face your own team and put on a smiley face whatever it might be, you know, is that kind of stop for a moment. You can go in the bathroom stall and do it if you have to, but just stop for a moment and think of a moment in the last 24 hours or the last few days where you felt calm or approved of, or if you don't feel approved of, if maybe someone made you feel like you weren't good enough, or you have a little imposter syndrome, which is common, right? In kind of one of those doggy dog kind of environments, but where you felt approved of, or you felt love and safety, or you felt calm. And sometimes it's just a moment with the dog or with your children, right? Or having a cup of tea. It doesn't have to be this big moment, but let yourself sit in that moment. Kind of let it breathe through and blow through you like a breeze, and you will instantly feel that emotion. And then the more you feel that, then go back and approach what you're doing. It's just a very quick way to get there, and you will approach it so much differently than if you just went in there all buzzed out on a different feeling.
I'm on mute. There you go. That is so good. That is really so good. And it's true, right? Because you're putting yourself in that element. And because you have experienced it already, you can re-experience that piece again. And that's, you know, that's a great trick. So Christina, I do want people to know though what it is you do. So let's get into that a little bit. Like, how do you work with clients? You know, what does the program look like? Because you do a lot of different modalities. Yes. So I'm just wondering, tell us a little bit about that piece.
Yeah, sure. My primary modality is hypnotherapy. So I'm a clinical hypnotherapist and a coach. So all those 30 years of coaching and leading and training people, what I do is we work together to find out, you know, what do you want in your life? What's, maybe it's love, maybe it's freedom from stress and anxiety, or be more successful at work, or a stronger connection with your family or your children, whatever it might be, and really find out what are the blocks or the barriers that are in our subconscious mind, because we have this subconscious mind that actually rules everything about how we feel and see the world. So hypnotherapy is a method that's super fast and effective. And don't watch Netflix to get the definition of hypnotherapy, because there's some really bad shows out there about it. And it's not like it is at the fair. It's just a very natural way actually to quickly find out what are those blocks. And then we change them. I create audio recordings custom created for people specific to what their needs are. And they listen to those. And while they're listening for say 3-4 weeks, I'm doing coaching and techniques and while they're listening to them to change those beliefs.
That's so good. Are there like main beliefs that you see more come up in people? Is there like a particular like couple that you see like, oh, I know this one. Do you see that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the most common one is I'm not enough. I'm not enough. Yeah, so I'm not good enough, pretty enough, rich enough, smart enough. And the other one is you know, that thing that they want is not available to me. So other people get that. So wow. Other people have a job that's just easy and flows, but that's just not available to me. My life is just more chaotic. Or love, that's just not my thing. I got all these other things. So that's one thing, is that almost every client that calls me almost always apologizes and says, I don't know why I'm calling you. I have so many wonderful things in my life. I should just be happy with those things. I don't know why I'm not happy about this thing. Mm. Almost like, it's okay if you have 8 out of 10, but you can't have 10. Right? It's okay if I have 6 out of 9, but I can't have a ball. So that thing isn't available to me is a big, big one. Like, I have a happy husband, so I don't know why I want money too, or a good body that I feel happy about, or you know, a better relationship with my kids. I you know, we talk, I don't feel close to them, but hey, you know, I was lucky enough to have kids. My sister can't have kids. So it's funny how we rationalize the desire to be our best sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. That's so good. And you know, I think we do that because we are scared. Like, what if we don't get it right? What if we're really not good enough? Like, that's what we start to think to ourselves. So let me just say, I should be whatever. I should be happy. I should be grateful.
Exactly.
I should be. Why should you be? And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be. What I'm saying is
exactly.
Ask yourself that deeper question. You know, why can't I be joyful and fulfilled?
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like, there's this, I don't know what happens to us, but it's this thing in our brain that just, this is a safety mechanism. Alert. You're going to, you know, this is scary. Don't do it. You know,
if I don't get it, then I won't be disappointed, which is, you know, the little trick behind procrastination and all the things that stop us from doing the amazing things that we can all are capable of.
Yeah. I love that you're doing that with people. And I love that you're like unlocking that in them, right? Because I've heard a lot about hypnotherapy, actually. That's not true. I did it once when I was younger. I went to a therapist who did hypnotherapy, and she helped me connect to my younger self because I was very disconnected. You know, I didn't want anything to do with my youth because it was so harsh.
Sure.
But she made me come back and hug me as a child. And that was powerful.
Yeah.
Really powerful. And I was, because at first she's like, close your eyes. I'm like, oh, here we go.
I know.
You know what? Once I did it, because I had that, you know, I was younger, so I had that arrogance about me. But once I did it, I realized how powerful that was, and how that, I still think about it till this day. And I was really much younger. You know, I was like in my 21 or 22.
Yeah.
And I still think about it all the time because it was such a connection to me that I never had. You know, it's so beautiful. Yeah.
The inner child work is so, you know, we think like, oh boy, here we go. But you're right. It's so powerful.
Yeah. Yeah, I do some inner work, inner child work because of my system. But I gotta say, it is a powerful tool. I love that you're doing that. But I don't want you to leave without telling us how people can work with you. Now, we know what you do. I want people to work with you, though.
Yeah.
Because it's super powerful.
You.
So give us that information. Like, how do people reach you? Maybe follow you online. I don't know if you have content out there that they can follow and, you know, that kind of stuff. So give us that info.
Yeah. Thank you so much. So I'm primarily, I'm on LinkedIn quite a bit, but Instagram is where you find a lot of things. So at Christina.L. Woods. And I work with people in groups. I work with people one-on-one. I have a free hypno meditation out there, which is a great way to kind of get just a feel-good meditation. And there's constantly new types of tips and content out there that I have. So Christina.L. Woods on Instagram.
Okay. And that's where they would find like the free hypno. And okay.
Yeah. Great. Yeah.
Great. And is that how they would normally contact you, through Instagram or LinkedIn, or do you have a website?
Yeah,
or?
Let me give you my website too. It's just Christina L. Woods, and my name is christinalwoods.com. And that has everything on there. My contact.
Okay, good.
I do always offer a free clarity call as well, because a lot of people have questions about, you know, tell me more about this hypnotherapy and how it works, and to see if it's a right fit for, you know, what they want to work on.
Good. And I hope that everyone who's listening understands that they should be working on that, right? They should be working on clearing all those things inside of you that are stopping you from doing whatever it is you want to do. And most, yes, maybe some of you who are listening want to keep continuing in your career. Awesome. Great. Nobody's saying not to. Nobody's saying not to. But what we are saying is you can show up as a better version of yourself for you, for your family, for your work, for your career, your company, whatever. Right? Whatever.
Absolutely.
And I love that. I love that you're doing that. And I love that you have both sides of the perspective, both sides of the coin, right? The corporate stuff, but also the connecting stuff, the inner work stuff. So that's beautiful. I'm so glad you came on here. This is such a good conversation.
Thank you, Nina, so much.
I appreciate you.
I appreciate you too. Thank you, Nina.
You. Guys, I told you, don't you love her? I know it. Okay. I'm going to make sure to link all of Christina's information below because I want to make sure that you can reach out to her. Now, make sure that you click on that link, you know, go and see her resources, follow her on Instagram and LinkedIn, all that great stuff, because I'm telling you, there's something to be said about that inner work piece. And hypnotherapy, like I said, I still think about it 25, 30 years later. It was so impactful to my life. And I believe a trigger in my life that helped me to grow and to get into personal development. Right. So I want you guys to really connect what your beautiful outer world looks like and to the inner part of you. Like if you are not feeling connected to what's happening on the outside, something's missing, find it. Right. And so when you have people like Christina who come on here and share their wisdom, their talents, their know-how and everything with you, take advantage of that. Go ahead and book that call and make sure that you get on there with her because I want you to thrive. Thank you guys for being here. I love you so much. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.